Welcome to the land of the Holy Funny Bible. This is the story of Adam and Eve, my sick twisted version. It was about 12 o'clock in heaven when God got bored, so he said to himself, and I quote, "What should we three do to make the existence more fun? I know, let us create a world like the future The Sims video game by Max's video game company." So God sparked a little macula into an arcuus, proton, electron, and a little hint of oxygen. Boom bang presto, like magic, he created the heavens and the earth. Then God said to his other three personalities, "Let's make a being in our image to fuck up life on earth." So God took the dust from the earth and made an insane creature called mankind, which turned out to be a fucking joke. A few days later, after God took his nap, Eve was naked in the Garden of Eden, when a snake with a big dick appeared. The snake said to Eve, "Oh, you look mighty sexy today." Eve replied, "Thank you, you're extra hard yourself." The snake said, "Look at the fruit on this tree, does it not look good?" Eve replied, "Why yes snake it does, but God said we may eat of any tree in the garden, except this one." The snake replied, "You shall not die, for God knows, if you eat of the fruit, your eyes shall be open, and you will destroy God, and take over heaven." Eve took the fruit from the tree, and bit it. All of a sudden she knew she had a pussy, and tits. She wanted Adam to eat her pussy, so she walked over to him, and saw his big dick. Eve handed the fruit to Adam, and said, "Here, eat this, it will make you very horny." Adam said, "Maybe I should, so we can have a better sex life." Adam ate the fruit, and his eyes were open, he knew he had a big dick. So God was very mad when he saw Adam and Eve fucking under the forbidden tree of knowledge of sexual positions. So God damned them out of the garden forever, and put a flaming dildo in front to guard the garden of sex forever. The end.
When we come to see the teddy bear here to play, if you don't come play with us, then we will kill you.
By Michael Paul Stratton.